Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Would you wear your Kildare jersey in Tenerife, for example?
No.
You wouldn't?
Under any circumstances.
Why not, though? You're not proud of
Kildare tattoos, you know.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Leinster are given a double injury boost ahead of Saturday's Investec Champions Cup semi-final. Connacht announced the arrival of a new centre, and Billy Vunipola admits to an unfortunate misunderstanding, having been tasered by police in Mallorca. First up today, Gary Ringrose and Jimmy O'Brien have made timely returns to full training with Leinster. They're in the mix for Saturday's Investec Champions Cup semi-final with Northampton, having recovered from their respective injuries. Ringrose hasn't played since the substitute appearance for Ireland during last month's Six Nations win over Scotland. The centre hasn't seen Leinster action since January due to the shoulder injury that sidelined him either side of that Aviva cameo. O'Brien's been out with a neck injury meanwhile since December. A decision on Hugo Keenan's availability will be made later in the week as he recovers from the hip injury that forced him to miss the win over La Rochelle. Leinster will no doubt welcome back a host of internationals on Saturday after a disappointing trip to South Africa. They've dropped a second in the URC table after defeats to the DHL Stormers and the Emirates Lions. But Leinster scrum coach Robin McBride has no doubt their returning stars can hit the ground running on Saturday.
I think everybody's different. Each individual is different. Some players, especially the big game players, do you know what I mean? They're not interested in sort of some of the week in, week out stuff. They want to be in the big stage. They get energised by being on a big stage. You know, to them, I think the level of opposition, it warrants a reaction from them, and they want to be tested against the best. So I think those big game players, they don't need to play week in, week out. From my experience, coaching experience as well, you know the players, they can, even during the week, they've got so much confidence in their own ability that they'll just turn it on a Saturday. Now, not everybody can do that. You know, you've got to earn your right to be able to do that. So, you know, the battle hard and battle weary thing, you know, I know a lot of players who, even coming back from injury, you knew that on the training field, no, he's ready, you know, he's ready. And they've got that confidence that in their own ability, in the fact that they train well, they just know they're in a good place and they're ready for it. You know, and they're able to sharpen their tools in training and just turn it on a Saturday. So you get those players. You get those players.
Connacht have confirmed the signing of Bristol Bears centre Piers O'Connor. The 28-year-old qualifies for Ireland through his grandfather and has roots in both Roscommon and Dublin. He scored 35 tries in 131 Bristol appearances and featured off the bench in their defeat to Connacht in the pool stage of this season's Champions Cup back in January. O'Connor can also play at fullback or on the wing if required. His arrival at Dexcom Stadium could well pave the way for Tom Farrell's rumoured move to Munster. England international Billy Vunipola says his arrest in Mallorca was an unfortunate misunderstanding and that the police investigation is now closed. The Saracens players confirmed he was charged with resisting the law during an incident at a bar on the island. Reports had suggested he was involved in a violent clash, which Vunipola denies. He's paid a fine of around €240 and is returning to the UK. Vunipola was more than 2 years off drink before falling off the wagon in spectacular fashion. Sale and Italy prop Marco Riccioni was with Vunipola trying to de-escalate the situation in the small hours of Sunday morning. Bar owner Tony Rocha today denied reports that Vunipola had threatened staff and customers at the Palma Bar with bottles and chairs. However, he is said to have slapped a police officer when they were called to the incident, and it took two taser bolts to take down the 20-stone number 8. Saracens released a brief statement afterwards saying they are aware of an incident involving Vunipola but will not be making any further comment. He is believed to be joining Montpellier in the summer, bringing to a close his England career. The RFU have moved to end the drain of playing talent to France. A deal has been agreed between the Professional Game Board there and the RFU, which would see the introduction of hybrid contracts. A £20,000 match fee system will be replaced by a £160,000 lump sum payment for as many as 25 England players. The move won't be a copy, though, of the RFU's central contract model, but rather will see a core of international players guaranteed fixed sums on top of their club contracts. Premiership clubs will see their financial compensation from the RFU raised to £132 million for the first 4 years of the new 8-year agreement. That's effectively £3.3 million per club per season. And instead of the remaining 4 years' income being based off RFU revenues, it will instead come from union profits. Finally, former Ireland back rower Anna Capless believes Saturday's Women's Six Nations finish cannot be the end point for the current squad. Their win over Scotland at Kingspan Stadium saw Ireland finish third in the table and booked their World Cup qualification in the process. But speaking on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Capless does not believe the player pool is currently being maximised.
Probably not. You know, the contracts that are there, there's some players on contracts from the last cycle as well. So I'm sure Scott Beamont has his own ideas on how he would like to grow his own squad. I'm sure it can be grown and altered and you know, built up. Again, they have to be out scouting. They've got to be down at the AIL games, the Interpros. The kind of frustrating thing now is that, like, the final of the AIL was at the weekend. So now these Irish players, only if you're in the Premiership, do you get to go back to your club and kind of like kick on? I mean, there's no greater feeling than going back to your club after a Six Nations. You know, the Irish girls that aren't in the Prem now, but they're just going back into camp. You need to be playing. And like, how, you know, for example, the decision making that, you know, we're not great at the moment. Like, if you think of the amount of scenarios you're presented with week in, week out when you play league, looking at the Prem as an example, and it's a good example to use because we have a model of it that exists here in Ireland and we're not using it to we're not using it as best we can, in my opinion. You know, week in, week out, being presented with scenarios, you've got, you know, 10 teams in the AIL, you could have 10 groups of leaders across those teams, like leadership, decision-making scenarios, referees, conversations with referees, like things you come up against week in, week out in the league that the English girls do in the Premiership. And then that's what you bring into the Irish squad. You know, I feel, you know, a question about the player pool, it exists in the AIL, you know, and it can be extended, absolutely, if we just dig deeper into the AIL.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.